Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What a treat it is for me to be able one more time to speak to you about Jesus. Ah, Brother McKee, you say that every day. I do, because you know what? It's the truth. It's a delight for me to be able to speak to you about Jesus. Jesus, born in Bethlehem, the Word was made flesh. Who is this Word? He is the eternal Word. Who is this Word? He's the mighty God. Who is this Word? He's the Prince of Peace. Who is he? He's Emmanuel, God with us. So he's born in Bethlehem. That little holy family come looking for a place, and there's no room at the inn. You know the story. Jesus, from the word go, from his arrival in the earth, Jesus is an outcast. He knows what it is to be an outcast. Sure, wasn't he taken as a refugee just right after he was born? And you know what? He knows how to identify with outcasts. You may feel that you're an outcast. Well, let me tell you, Jesus knows exactly how you feel. There was no room for him. Nobody wanted him. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Oh, what a pain of rejection that he felt all through his life. And you know, the people who welcomed him to this world were outcasts too. Shepherds. Well, what's wrong with a shepherd? Well, let me tell you, in Jewish society, they were the lowest rung on the ladder. Oh, yeah. They were the lowest in society. They were considered to be a bunch of rogues and robbers. They were lumped together with the godless. They weren't allowed past the outer court of the temple. They were basically unclean. They were outcasts. And yet they welcomed Jesus. Oh boy. You know, Jesus is for the outcast. You may just be listening to me thinking that you are not welcome anywhere. Let me tell you, my friend, Jesus will welcome you. Why don't you trust him right now? Trust him today. Pray to him. Just say, Jesus, become my Savior. You know, he's not going to reject you. He won't do that. He's beautiful. And so Jesus, all his life, now listen, I'm going to say something which may be a bit tough, but Jesus, all his life, identified with nobodies, with people who didn't even have a name. I don't know the names of those shepherds. Look, it wasn't the Lord Mayor of Bethlehem who was there to meet him. It was shepherds, nameless shepherds. And Jesus identified and identifies with nobodies. Now look, if you think you're a somebody, I have bad news for you. You're never going to connect with Jesus. But it's only as you humble yourself and go to the cross and say, Jesus, I am a useless, worthless sinner. It's only then that you can start to do business with God. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.